This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1052. 7 Powerful Psychology Hacks That'll Increase Your Social Media Engagement, Part 1, by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here, and today's post is a little bit longer than usual, so I'm going to read Part 1 for you right now, and then I'll finish up the rest tomorrow. So let's get right to Part 1 now as we optimize your life. 7 Powerful Psychology Hacks That'll Increase Your Social Media Engagement, Part 1. By Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. Do you know that social media is one of the most popular online activities? Social is right up there along with email and search. As a business, that's great news for you. You can leverage social media platforms to connect and communicate with 3.484 billion active social media users. Businesses have quickly seized this social media marketing opportunity. As per a 2018 study, 90% of small and medium-sized businesses use social media marketing. In fact, the competition to gain a consumer's attention on social networks has turned fierce. Look at the information explosion on social media every second. Besides, your battle to gain the attention of your target audience isn't limited to businesses. You're competing with photos and videos of cute kittens and dogs and babies shared by your prospect's social media friends. Don't panic. I know one academic discipline that can help you win the battle against your social media marketing competitors while making you a better marketer. Psychology. In between traffic and conversion numbers, you might forget that there are real people on the other side of the screen, not data points. That's why I love to take lessons from this centuries-old discipline. It can tremendously impact the lead generation of your business. You'll be surprised how theories on human behavior and the mind can help you understand your consumer and deliver on their needs through social media channels. So, here are 7 psychology-based hacks to take your social media marketing engagement up a few notches. Number 1. Leverage social proof by enabling the social media shares counter and get the ball rolling. Social proof is the phenomenon that leads you to follow the herd. You assume that the people surrounding you possess more knowledge about a situation and you follow their lead. Many brands show their number of customers served or a celebrity endorsement for establishing credibility. Take a look at the McDonald's restaurant sign, Billions and Billions Served. Social proof has been around for a while, but has gained momentum recently because of social media platforms. There are many different examples of social proof that you can use to increase your brand's influence and to boost your sales. For increasing your social media engagement in particular, you can use a quote from a major media outlet. Or you can install a social media share counter in all of your articles with an option to share on major social media platforms. A smaller number of social media sharing buttons will give you better content marketing results. Too many leads to decision paralysis for the user. Proper placement of social media sharing buttons can have a significant impact on the number of shares that you receive. You can test scrolling social media share counters since they might get better visibility depending on your blog's design. 2. The most contagious emotion on social media networks is happiness. Start using it in your headlines. Remember when you felt the happiness of your friend getting married or having a new baby merely by viewing his profile picture update? It's not limited to you. People share evidence of their worst and best times and all kinds of pain and happiness on their social media profiles. And posts with higher emotional value get higher shares on social media networks. But among the 4 broad emotions, happiness, fear, sadness, and anger, happiness has been found to be more contagious within social media marketing than the negative ones. Statistically, positive social media posts prompt an average of 1.75 more positive responses from friends. Negative posts across social networks prompt 1.29 more negative posts. This research gives you another reason to share your brand's milestones and personal success stories through social media channels. Occasionally, a great social media strategy can simply involve spicing up your updates with relevant emoticons to convey happiness. Zazzle Media found that Facebook posts with emoticons get 57% higher likes, 33% more comments, and 33% more shares than those without them. And those shares can lead directly to some effective lead generation results. Also, emotional headlines perform the best on social media channels, so try to evoke positive sentiments with your headline by using trigger words. 3. Retargeting your website visitors on social media networks will lead them to experience the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. Suppose you heard someone say SEO, and suddenly it started to appear everywhere. Due to its recency, you'd be more aware of the subject, so it sticks to your memory and you won't simply pass it by. This is called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon, or the frequency illusion, and it isn't limited to learning words, but even your personal experiences. If you're considering buying an Audi, you'll notice more Audi cars on the road. So, what are the implications of the frequency illusion for marketers on social networks? As a brand, you can show your message to your prospects repetitively. Once the frequency illusion kicks in, every message will raise positive brand awareness and breed trust from the viewer. On social media networks, you can target your abandoned website visitors by launching remarketing campaigns. Facebook remarketing ads get 3 times the level of engagement of regular ads. I've personally used remarketing to boost my overall lead generation and deal closing ratio by 28%. If you want to launch your first Facebook remarketing campaign, you'll first need to install a pixel on your website. 4. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled 7 Powerful Psychology Hacks That'll Increase Your Social Media Engagement by Neil Patel of neilpatel.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. And thanks to Neil for letting us share his work today and regularly here on the show. He's an online marketing wizard, and even if you don't have an online business necessarily, you do need a presence online, and he can help you get more customers. Neil is all about generating more traffic and sales, and he's got a proven track record, as he's been named one of the top 10 marketers by Forbes. Entrepreneur Magazine says he created one of the 100 most brilliant companies. He was recognized as a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 30 by President Obama and a top 100 entrepreneur under the age of 35 by the United Nations. So come check out everything he has to offer, and there is plenty of it, at neilpatel.com. So that's going to do it for today. I do hope you enjoyed part 1 of this post and that you'll be right back here again with me tomorrow for part 2, where your optimal life awaits.